Hi, it is Maddie.
And I'm Mary Lynn.
We are that one couple who walks. This is episode 4 of our podcast, Love Transcends All. In this episode, we're going to talk about Marilyn's pre-op the last couple weeks. But before we do that, we're going to open it up on TikTok Live to have a Q&A to answer any questions. And we'll answer the comments here on the podcast. Then Marilyn will discuss her pre-op she has been going through the last couple days and what she starts this next week. And then we do get asked a lot how we met, and we're going to answer that and how we got together in a little bit more into detail than we have before. So thank you for joining us for this podcast episode. Please stay tuned. Episode 4 of our podcast. We are opening up this part of the podcast while we are on live on TikTok to answer people's questions that they like to ask us about her weight loss journey or even my transition journey. One of the questions we've gotten so far is, why is she on no caffeine pre-weight loss surgery? And I will let her answer that question.
Because it's going to get me prepared for after surgery. You can't have it for 7 weeks because it can dehydrate you and you have a hard enough time getting liquids in. So they don't want you dehydrated.
So Amber's actually asking how we check out the podcast because we're recording and she says this is awesome. So Amber, you can check out the podcast in our link in our bio. It is on our website. What's your recovery going to be like?
So it all, like, everybody's body is different. So I really honestly don't know what my recovery is going to be like because I don't know.
So that'll be something we'll definitely be talking about in the podcast following her surgery when we talk about it, or, even in our blog on our website.
Yes.
Any other questions for TikTok Live?
Somebody asked how long we've been married.
Okay. We've been married 6 years.
Yep.
Together 7 years.
Yep.
That's the short answer.
And Tina just asked, how long is your recovery? Honestly, Tina, like I said, everybody's body is different. So I don't know how long my recovery is going to be. 29 days until surgery.
Mama Ash asked, how much do you have to lose before surgery?
I actually don't have to lose any weight before surgery. I just have to get my walking up.
Amber asked, when do you have surgery?
Amber, surgery is April 2nd. Kramer asked, what kind of surgery? So I'm having this sleeve done, which is weight loss surgery. Hubbard asked, do you have your own kids with each other? No, Hubbard, we have our 3 adopted sons.
Have you ever watched Orange is the New Black? That was asked by, I can't read the name
there. No, I haven't watched that show.
It is a good show.
Yeah. Michael, is that Selena? No, that is Rihanna in the painting behind us.
Where are you having your surgery done?
Well, that's a good question. Pompeii Surgical in Tijuana, Mexico.
What are you most nervous about for the weight loss surgery?
Just having surgery in itself. Like, that's nerve-wracking, but I mean, it's not. I'm more excited than I am nervous, though.
Yeah, and there's any risk with any surgery, and she's mentioned that before.
Exactly, yes, there is.
Are you flying or driving?
We are flying. Tina asks, are you still having to have liquid diet after surgery? So it's 2 weeks of liquid, 2 weeks of puree, and 2 weeks of soft, and then you start adding other stuff.
Did you raise the money for surgery on TikTok? We have raised some money on TikTok that's being used for it. We get some of that money this month. Is this your first time to Mexico?
No, it's not my first time. It's Maddie's first time.
Are you staying in Mexico for recovery?
So, Shelby, we stay in Mexico a total of 5 days. 1 day pre-op, 2 days at the surgical center, and then 2 days at the beach house.
Insurance wouldn't pay for it here, or why Mexico? So those are both questions.
Yeah, correct. So, right, the insurance did not pay for me. They denied me because they said that I don't have diabetes, I don't need knee surgery, and I don't have underlying conditions that they considered. So they denied me. And that's why I'm having it done in Mexico, because it's $5,800 compared to $30,000 plus here.
How was the drag show? So the drag show was wonderful. I'll answer that question. We did leave halfway through because my anxiety started acting up, but it was a fun time. And she enjoyed it because it was her last meal.
Yeah,
we can talk
really
about
fun.
That and explain that too.
It was my last meal before surgery. So we had a platter with like these really good curry bombs and chicken satay, spring rolls, and then we had fried rice. We shared everything, fried rice, and then we were getting curry fries, but they were out of curry, so they gave us like the sweet sauce. Does Mexico do lung transplants? I'm sure they do, but I'm not sure, honestly.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and point out a comment. Somebody said gay, so what's wrong with gay? You act like it's a bad thing. So I'm just going to point that out.
Wait, you already had... No, I haven't had the surgery yet. But I have had surgery in the past, so I have been put to sleep a couple times already. So I know how that is.
Thank you. So somebody said, if no one has told you today, you are all amazing. Keep shining. Proud of
Aww,
you.
Thank you so much. Kramer, how long do you have to stay in Mexico? Are you going together? So we're in Mexico for 5 days total. And yes, we are going together. And the boys will stay here with my mom. Oh, somebody asked how much it is to have it done there. So it's $5,800. Plus they do financing. So they add $200 more for that. So it's $6,000 total. With my credit, it's $2,800 down, plus travel expenses, and about $135 a month after that.
I, too, am absolutely proud of you, especially going around our corrupt insurance policies. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We are not getting transitional surgery. I'm getting weight loss surgery done. Yes, Sam, I'm having surgery in Mexico, in Tijuana, Mexico.
Have you bought flights yet? No, we have not.
No, not yet.
Somebody said they could possibly donate us some flight points, so we're kind of waiting to see if they're able to do that. That would help us out a lot. Marilyn, I am so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Tina said that.
Sam, will having it in Mexico be safe? Absolutely. There's amazing places down there, and there's actually a lot of places that are even better than the States. And I know somebody personally that's went there. And she had an amazing experience. And I am in a support group for this surgical center.
Restrictions on any activities after surgery.
So, Stephanie, I can't work out for 6 weeks. Like, I can't go to the gym. I can still walk, but I can't go, like, the gym or anything to work out for 6 weeks. And you're not supposed to pick up anything heavier than 20 pounds at first.
How did you guys meet? We're not going to answer that question right now
because
towards the end of the podcast, we're going to discuss that and be talking about that. And it'll be live streamed as well.
Oh, your stepsister went to Pompeii? That's awesome. No, the boys are not going with us. They are going to stay here with my mom. What happened to wireless? What's that mean?
Okay, does not make sense. I'm confused by that. I've been watching you since the beginning and I can see the difference. Did you take measurements?
No, I still got to do that, Tanya.
Have your kids ever been away from you both for this long when you go to Mexico? We've been away a little bit before without the kids.
And they've stayed at their birth mom's house for almost that long.
Are you nervous for flights to skyrocket in price? I've actually thought about that, too. They could.
They could, but right now I keep watching them, and they keep about the same, so fingers crossed.
What type of surgery? The ass sleeve?
Yes, the sleeve. User, if you want to check out where I'm going, the link is in our links, and just let them know that I sent you. Jimmy, will there be a scar? Yes, there's going to be 4 scars, because they cut you 4 places.
You can get wireless headphones. Actually... because we're recording a podcast, and I want to not have a delay from the microphone to my ears to be able to listen as how the quality of audio sounds recording a podcast. Wireless headphones are not recommended for podcast recording.
And Jimmy, are these cars big? No, actually, they're not.
We do have wireless headphones.
Yeah, we do.
But this is for podcast recording, so we can, because it's hard to have it's like an echo. You say something, it takes a delay if it's wireless, and it puts it in your ear.
So, user, if you go to our profile, you will see the links. That's where they are. Is that Reba on the poster in the wall? No, that is Rihanna. How long after surgery can you eat solid foods? So, you can start integrating foods at like 6-7 weeks. Thank you so much, Alyssa.
Tell me you don't know anything about audio recording without telling me. Because they say BS. No, that's just how it works.
Is that somebody said that?
Yeah, they said BS when I explained why you know wireless headphones. We understand what wireless headphones are.
Emily, are you getting nervous about the surgery? No, I'm like a little nervous, but I'm so much more excited about getting this tool.
Maria asks, do you plan on staying married since Maddie is transitioning? Yes, we plan on staying married. We are soulmates, and there's no changing that.
Tina, are you going to keep walking after? Yes.
So this month, walking won't be as much. We will still walk, do at-home workouts, but we're trying to avoid her getting sick and up till surgery since it's coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Kramer, how much do you want to lose? So I don't have like a goal weight, but the weight I was told would be a good weight for me is 150. So I need to lose about 300 for that.
Did you figure out how you will use the internet and keep updated when you have surgery? I believe there's Wi-Fi.
There is Wi-Fi at the locations, yes.
Okay. Marilyn's such a wonderful soul. Yes, she is.
Thank you so much. Why is everybody coming out now? Can you drink Shake Light products after surgery? Yes, so for 2 weeks, it's liquid. Right after the surgery, it's liquid. Then 2 weeks, puree. 2 weeks. 2 weeks liquid, 2 weeks puree, 2 weeks soft. And then you start integrating. Amber, yes it is. It's coming up, honey. Well, I'm so excited.
Will our cell phones work? That's a good question. I think with T-Mobile.
Yes, Jimmy.
We will have cell phone coverage, right? Okay.
Yes, we get cell phone coverage there.
Awesome.
I checked already.
Okay.
Amber, I'm having a DS. That's awesome, Amber.
Okay, I think we have time for a couple more questions, and then we're going to go to the second part of our podcast. Uh-huh.
She's not mad.
Is the same place for sleep available for skin removal if needed?
At this point in time, no. They had, they were doing skin removal. They were doing plastics at this past year, but then they decided to stop so that they could educate their surgeons more for it. So hopefully by the time I need it, if I need it, which most likely I will, they will be doing it again.
Okay, so that will do it for our live Q&A part of this podcast. The next part is coming right up. Hi, thanks for interacting. Well, if you were on TikTok Live, you were interacting and asking us questions to record on a podcast.
And we really appreciate it.
We do appreciate the questions. Now I'm going to talk to Marilyn and ask her some questions about her pre-op that she has been doing the last, I'd say, 3 weeks, but how she's been the last couple weeks because it has become more strict. And one of the things she had to do was, this is one of the big noticeable things for her mood and stuff, because caffeine, is giving up caffeine. And how are you doing and how are you feeling with no caffeine?
Oh, okay. So the first couple of days, I was okay with it. I had a slight headache, but it wasn't bad. But today, I'm just so exhausted. And I do have B drops, vitamin B drops, but they're just not helping yet.
I think that could take time for those to be in effect. Those work better. So for this next week, you start more liquid and purees, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. So March 8th, I can't have meat or vegetables until the surgery.
And how are you feeling mentally about that part of the pre-op?
I mean, it's like difficult because that's your chewing and you're not really going to be chewing. I'm not going to be really, really chewing anything else. So it's kind of difficult, but I know I got this because I have got it so far and I'm going to get it and I'm getting the surgery done and it's all going to be good.
I've known you, what, over 7 years now? Yeah, 7 years. So you are determined. When you are determined to do something, you do it, and you showed your determination through this and have not given up despite the temptation that has been put in front of you, including for me. I do need to do better. I promise you I will do better. What do you think is going to be one of the biggest struggles leading into less than a month now until the surgery that you're going to have to overcome, that you're going to have to mentally just keep pushing forward for?
I think it's going to be the meat and vegetables.
The no food.
The no food, yeah. I think that's going to be the hardest, especially when I'm around it with all day with the boys eating, you know, everything that they eat. And yeah, and then having to cook dinner and everything like that.
Yeah, that would, I could not do that. And I said I was going to do this with you, but I couldn't because I'm diabetic and that actually would mess me up anyways.
And I told you weren't.
But, so, kudos to you. I'm very proud of where you have come with this journey. You've done so much. And I had a thought in my head. I can't think about it. Was there any other thoughts you want to talk about on this part of the podcast about your pre-op?
No, I think that was about it that we talked about. Okay, so I gave this advice the other day. And I got it from my support group. If you are like me and have to eat Greek yogurt that's plain, because you can't have no chunks or fruit or anything like that, put some water flavoring in it to change up the flavor.
That's an amazing, that's actually a good tip. Now, here's something that somebody brought up that I kind of want to address in this too. Food addiction. Yes, food's an addiction, and What's your story with that? Because you I know you have become addicted to food, but it was more because of a mental state, right?
Right. I have PTSD, and that, you know, I went to food for comfort, and that went from there. Like, my mom's first husband, we had to eat very strict, and we had to eat everything that was on our plate. And if we didn't, we got in trouble, and so that's one thing that I don't make the kids do, because I cannot do that to them. I don't make them eat everything that's on their plate.
And that's where the PTSD comes from. Somebody was asking or wondering about that. And another thing that was brought up in a comment on social media that I want you to address is Overeaters Anonymous. Is that something that you have considered? I may need to actually look into it myself, maybe, because I do struggle as well.
Yeah, I've never considered that. I mean, I've seen it on Mike and Molly, the show, but I've never considered checking out in person, but I should check it out.
Okay. I think that wraps up this part. In a couple of weeks when we record a podcast as it gets closer to surgery, we will definitely see how she's feeling and how it is affecting her. We'll discuss that in that podcast episode. So stay tuned for the next part of our podcast. Before we wrap things up on this podcast, we're going to talk about how we met, but more into detail. People always ask us this. I'm going to tell my count of what I remember first, unless you want to go first.
No, you can go first.
So we met in September on her birthday. My sister invited me over to dinner, and she was there. She did well with the kids then, and I loved how she interacted with them. And that is when we first met. I was dating somebody then, and he is an amazing person now, and we are friends still. He is transitioning, and he came out as trans, I think, a couple years ago to me, because I've talked about me wanting to transition to him as well. And so we're good friends. And so that's amazing. Anyways, that's probably why we didn't get together then, because I stayed here. I was like, she's amazing. She's an amazing person. But fast forward to
February
of the next year, sorry, this part's not because.
Yeah, we're going to cut. So you want to say about January or just
February? About January or February. I asked my sister, hey, you know anybody, you know, because I've always had failed relationships. I never did good in relationships. I had very far few in between. And yes, I will say this. She's the first person I slept with. I will say it, okay? Because people are probably wondering, and it's nobody's business, but that's the facts. So we had our first date the day before Valentine's Day, because she was having a bad day and I wanted to surprise her and do something to cheer her up. We went to one of my favorite restaurants, Shanghai and Tri-Cities, Washington. Actually, in Kennewick, Washington, technically. And good Chinese food, although we're not eating that kind of food now. And she came to my house, and, well, I won't give you details from that, but...
There was nothing that night.
No, well, yeah. Okay. But, we went to the store and got the boys some Valentine's cards to pass out for their school. Like, you know, they do it at school and stuff. She helped me with that. And I realized how much of an amazing person she is and you are. And I think the rest is history there. We kind of did jump really quickly into wanting to get married. But when you discover somebody who is your soulmate, I think it's amazing. And she is amazing. So you can share your part now.
Yeah, so I met Maddie's sister first, Melissa. And a week after is when she threw me a birthday dinner. And she invited Maddie, but Maddie was at work. But the boys were there. And Maddie came to pick the boys up. And that's when we first met. And then in January, the end of January, they threw their mom, their parents, a anniversary party, and Maddie was actually super cute because Maddie was flirting with me the whole time, and I thought that was super cute. And then, yeah, I was having a really bad day February 13th, and so Maddie had Melissa keep me at her house because I'd went over there crying, and she had me stay there. Maddie came over with flowers and asked me to dinner. And as we were leaving, Maddie had asked Melissa, hey, can you pick up some Valentine's for the boys? I was like, oh, no. You're their parent now. You can do it. So we had dinner, and then after that, we went to Walmart and got the Valentine's and filled them out real quick. And so that was our first date. Then we ended up moving in together the 19th.
Yes.
The 19th, and then... within 2 weeks, we were engaged. We had actually went out on a double date. And the couple that we were there with, they said, so when are you guys getting married? And we looked at each other, we're like, you wanna? And that was it. We were going to get married in April, but we talked to the caseworker that was taking care of the boys, adoption and everything. And he said, you know, if you guys get married now, before the adoption is final, if we basically have to start the whole process over again. And we said, okay, no, we're not doing that because the boys come first. So we waited until we got a date for the final adoption.
Okay.
And then
I went beyond kind of what I wanted. That was another podcast. Okay. We can get deeper into about the adoption stuff. That was just kind of how we met.
Well, then I was just going to say, and then we got married.
Okay. So we'll go more into the adoption and answer that question in the future podcast. I will actually say, when I was flirting with her, I was high on painkillers. I had gone to the emergency room the day before and got some morphine. Forgot what it was called, but just ignore it. It'll decline automatically. It'll come off the screen automatically on that. Anyways, they gave me pain meds. They said that's all we can do. And so I was high while flirting with her, but it doesn't change.
No,
it how doesn't I change felt.
That you were still flirting.
We appreciate everybody listening to this episode. I want to also say something. We get a lot of people that will have negative bomb reviewed us, like, on Spotify. I think we got more positive reviews on our podcast. Like, come on, like, if you're just going to do it because you don't like trans people or you don't like who I am as a person, just move on. And that's another thing is, I'm a big supporter of Live and Let Live. So if you're going to come on somebody's platform just to belittle them, knowing it's going to make them upset, you're not accomplishing anything in this world to make that person feel better. You're just making yourself think you're superior than somebody else, and really you're just a bully. I don't make it my life's mission to put others down, even if I don't agree with them. I just try to live my best life and be a positive person. And this is addressing...
It's the table.
This is addressing people in comments, all the hate that I get on all social media. I'm used to it now. You know, I've built thick skin, and she has too.
Absolutely.
It's only made us stronger, and honestly, the hate has only made more interaction on our social media to cause us to get a bigger audience and more people to be aware of our story. Any last thoughts that you want to share before we end this podcast?
I just want to thank everybody. Thank you, all our supporters. We really appreciate each and every one of you.
We do appreciate you. This has been a great talk. Remember, love transcends all. And the meaning behind our name, I will discuss it really quick for this podcast, is we've overcame a lot in our love story to be with each other. And we hope in the future, I'm already messaging and lining up after her surgery when we have more time and energy to focus towards it. We're going to share other people's love stories of overcoming love through what would be considered impossible situations or just great love stories. And so we can, you know, inspire others through other stories on this podcast. And that is a goal for me for this podcast. But right now, our podcast is focused on us because we have to get her motivated for her weight loss surgery. Thanks again tuning in.
One more thing? Yes. Yes. Thank you. Somebody pointed out, thank you for all the haters too. Because if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have as many followers.
No, we wouldn't. Thank you. Then that's basically when I said it helps cause the interaction. It caused our stuff to be boosted. So you guys really are our supporters. Whether you think you're not, you support us by interaction. So haters can keep interacting. We are signing off until the next episode. And with that being said, we are going to try to do an episode every 2 weeks. And episode 6 would end up around when we're in Mexico. So we may not have an episode that week of surgery, but we will have to see about that. But for sure in a couple weeks, because it'll be a couple weeks before surgery when the next episode is.
Right.
We'll definitely for sure have episode 5. And to see how she's feeling. And maybe before we leave for surgery, we'll do another episode a little earlier to fill that in. Thanks for tuning in.